Welcome to a brand new module called Deploy and Manage Azure Compute Resources. This is the compute track for the Azure Administrator Certification, the one people refer to as AZ-104. This is episode 1 of 8, and it is titled The Azure Compute Landscape, Choosing the Right Service. Every Azure design conversation, and a large share of exam questions, starts with the same deceptively simple question: where should this workload run? Azure gives you 7 main compute services, and at first glance, the catalog looks crowded and confusing. But here is the good news, and it is the single most important idea of this entire episode. All of Azure Compute sits on one simple axis. On one end, you keep maximum control. On the other end, you hand maximum management to Azure. Learn that axis once, and every service snaps into place. Let us walk that axis from left to right. On the far left, you have what the industry calls infrastructure as a service. Azure gives you virtualized hardware, meaning compute, storage, and network. And you bring everything else: the operating system, the runtime, the application. You install, you patch, you secure, you scale. The canonical example is the Azure virtual machine. Maximum control and maximum operational responsibility. Move toward the middle and you reach platform as a service. Now Azure manages the operating system and the runtime, and you bring only your code and your configuration. The flagship here is App Service. You deploy a web application, and Azure patches the servers underneath. You never see them. And at the far right, you reach serverless. You bring small functions, or containers, and you pay per execution, or per active replica. The platform handles provisioning and scaling, and often it scales all the way down to zero when nothing is happening. Azure Functions and Azure Container Apps live at this end. Now, one nuance to carry with you. These are points on a spectrum, not rigid boxes. The Azure Kubernetes service, for example, sits somewhere in between. Azure manages the Kubernetes control plane for you, but you manage what runs on the nodes. This axis maps directly onto something called the shared responsibility model, and exam questions love it. Picture the stack as layers: the data center, the physical hosts, the physical network. Those are always Azure's problem on every service. The operating system and the runtime, those are your problem on a virtual machine, and Azure's problem on App Service and Functions. But here is the line to memorize: your application code, your data, and your identity and access control are always yours. Always. No matter how managed the service is, the cloud never takes responsibility for a badly written app or an over-permissioned account. All right, let us now meet the 7 services, one by one, and I will give you a memory hook right after. Service 1, Azure Virtual Machines, full infrastructure as a service, Windows or Linux servers, with complete operating system level control. This is the default choice for lift and shift migrations, for licensed software with special install requirements, and for anything the other services simply cannot host. The price of that control is that you patch, you secure, and you scale. Service 2, Virtual Machine Scale Sets. A group of identical virtual machines managed as one single resource with autoscale rules that add or remove instances based on metrics or schedules. Same level of control as plain virtual machines, but built for elastic, load-balanced workloads. Service 3, the Azure Kubernetes Service, or AKS, Managed Kubernetes. Azure runs the control plane, and you control the cluster, the node pools, and everything Kubernetes can do. You choose it when you genuinely need the Kubernetes API itself, things like custom operators, service meshes, or fine-grained orchestration control. Service 4, Azure Container Instances, or ACI. The fastest way to run a single container or a small group of containers without any virtual machine and without any orchestrator. It is billed per second, which makes it ideal for burst work, batch jobs, and short-lived tasks. But note, no built-in auto-scaling, no orchestration. Service 5, Azure Container Apps. Serverless containers for microservices. Under the hood, it runs on Kubernetes, but it is a Kubernetes you never manage and never see. It gives you scale to zero, revisions with traffic splitting, and event-driven scaling without ever exposing the Kubernetes API. Service 6, App Service. Managed web hosting for HTTP applications and APIs, .NET, Java, Node, Python, PHP, or even a container image. You get deployment slots, custom domains, TLS certificates, and autoscale, without ever seeing a server. And service 7, Azure Functions, event-driven pieces of code. Small units of logic, triggered by an HTTP call, a timer, a queue message, or a storage event. On the consumption plan, you pay only while your code actually runs. This is the natural home for Glue logic and reactive automation. Now the memory hook, to line all 7 up from most control to most managed. The sentence is, most sysadmins keep infrastructure, cloud, architects, favor functions. Listen to the first letters. M for machines, the virtual machines. S for scale sets. K for Kubernetes, meaning AKS. I for instances, meaning container instances. C for container apps. A for app service. And F for functions. Most sysadmins keep infrastructure. Cloud architects favor functions. And notice how the sentence even encodes the meaning. The left half is about keeping infrastructure control. The right half is about handing work to the platform. So how do you actually choose? 4 questions resolve most compute decisions. Question 1. Control versus productivity. Do you truly need operating system access, custom agents, or special drivers? If yes, you are on the infrastructure side, virtual machines or scale sets. If not, then understand this. Every step you take toward the managed end deletes operational work. Patching, hardening, capacity planning, gone. Question 2, lift and shift versus cloud native. Are you migrating an existing server mostly as is? Virtual machines minimize change. Are you building something new? Then start from the managed end of the spectrum and only move back toward control when a requirement forces you to. Question 3. Is the workload containerized? If it ships as a container image, your shortlist is container instances, container apps, and AKS, plus app service, which can also run containers. The tiebreaker goes like this. Do you need the Kubernetes API? Then AKS. Do you need a microservices platform with scale to 0? Then container apps? Do you just need one container right now? Then container instances. Question 4. Is the workload event driven? If the shape is run this code when something happens rather than keep this service running, then functions for code or container apps for containers are built exactly for that shape and they cost nothing between events. And here's a habit that will serve you well as an architect. Justify moving toward control, not toward productivity. Saying we chose app service because we had no reason not to is a perfectly good design rationale. Needing to defend why you took on the burden of a virtual machine, that is the right default posture. Let me make this concrete with 4 quick scenarios. Try to answer each one in your head before I give the answer. Scenario 1. A legacy Windows application requires a kernel-level driver from a third-party vendor. Think about it. A kernel-level driver means operating system access, and only infrastructure as a service gives you that. The answer is a virtual machine. That single requirement disqualifies everything else. Scenario 2. A team ships a .NET web API, wants continuous deployment from GitHub, a custom domain, and 0 server management. That is app service. It is an HTTP workload. The team wants productivity over control. An app service natively provides GitHub deployment, custom domains, and TLS. A virtual machine would work, but it would add years of patching for no benefit. Scenario 3. A containerized report generator runs once per night for about 30 minutes, then should disappear and stop billing. That is Azure Container Instances. Containerized, short-lived, no orchestration needed, and per-second billing that stops when the container stops. Scenario 4. Thumbnails must be generated whenever an image lands in a storage account. That is a textbook event-driven trigger. A blob is created, so run some code. Azure Functions on the consumption plan. It costs nothing while idle and scales automatically with the event volume. Before we close, 2 foundations you will reuse in every remaining episode of this module. First, regions and availability zones. A region, like West Europe, is a set of data centers in one geographic area, and you pick one for every resource you create. Within many regions, Azure exposes availability zones. An availability zone is at least 3 physically separate locations, and each one has independent power, independent cooling, and independent networking. So a zone is not just more servers in the same building, it is a different building. Deploying copies of a workload across zones protects you from a whole data center failure, and spreading virtual machines across zones is what unlocks the highest virtual machine service level agreement, 99.99%. Episode 4 builds on this heavily. Second, the resource hierarchy. Everything you deploy is a resource. A virtual machine, a disk, a network interface. Resources live in a resource group, which is a lifecycle container. The rule of thumb is, things that are deployed, managed, and deleted together belong together. Resource groups live in a subscription, which is the billing and access boundary. And subscriptions can be organized under management groups for governance at scale, where policy and access are applied once and inherited by every subscription below. So from smallest to largest, say it with me. Resource, resource group, subscription, management group. One practical detail. A resource group itself has a location where it stores its metadata, but it can contain resources from any region. And group by lifecycle, not by type. One application environment per resource group is a solid default. So the things to carry with you on your walk are these. All Azure Compute sits on one axis, control on the left, productivity on the right, and moving right deletes operational work. Shared responsibility shifts along that axis, but your code, your data, and your access control are always yours. The seven services, in order, most sysadmins keep infrastructure, cloud architects favor functions. Four criteria decide most cases. Do you need control? Is it lift and shift? Is it containerized? Is it event-driven? Justify moving toward control, never toward productivity. Availability zones are physically separate data centers within a region. And the hierarchy runs resource, resource group, subscription, management group. Next time, in episode 2, Virtual Machines, Anatomy, and Provisioning, we go deep on the service at the full control end of the spectrum. You will see what a virtual machine deployment really creates behind the scenes, learn to decode size names like standard D4SV5 at a glance, and provision your first machine from the command line, including the billing trap hiding in the difference between stopped and deallocated. I will see you on your next walk.